This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another exciting edition of the Decibel Geek Podcast. I am Aaron Camaro. Joining me in the booth, as always, Juice Newton's number one fan, Chris Sinzak.
I'm never going to live this down, am I?
Never. Forever. It will go on in history as you are.
Well, we have to do another Defend Your iPod so people can forget about that.
That was fun. I like doing that one.
Yeah, we'll have to do that again sometime.
Heck yeah. What do we got in store today?
Today it's all about you, folks.
That's right. All about the listeners, the fans, the people that want to hear their requests. And I've said it a million times. I can tell you I've worked in radio myself. They don't play your requests. 9 times out of 10, they don't. Unless you get a cool, like, rogue DJ or something. You're not going to hear it. They'll tell you.
Oh, I'll look for that. I think I've got that.
Right. Or, oh, what a coincidence. That's coming up in a rotation anyway. Keep listening for it.
And yeah. It never comes on.
And it never comes on. But they got you locked in and hoping that they're going to play it for you.
I mean, the easy listening station never plays my Cannibal Corpse request.
No. You know what? I called the local rock station one here in town one time when Ace Frehley's new one came out.
And they laughed at you.
Anomaly. Yeah, and I wanted to hear the single off of it, and your dude was just like, yeah, well, I'd like to do that for you, but good luck.
We're busy playing Bush and Nickelback.
Exactly. There's no room for the new Ace Frehley song. Give me a break.
Speaking of Nickelback, one of our new writers, Wally Gator, Victor from Mars Attacks are still on me about trying to convert me into a Nickelback fan. Like, why do you hate Nickelback? And, you know, why the hate? You know, blah, blah, blah.
And here's the thing with that, you know, and I don't hate Nickelback nearly as bad as you do. I mean, I don't really listen to them. I don't think I might have a song or two on the iPod. I don't know. But
you're fired.
I mean, breach of contract.
Yeah, it's over. That was one of the mandatory requirements.
Well, we made a sweet 30, but, you know, that's it. Yeah. Episode 30, I'm out of here.
This is
Sorry,
episode
guys.
30, and we're also a year old now as of a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
But we're going to do the real one-year celebration when Aaron and I together have our one-year anniversary.
That's right, because it ain't a party without me.
That's right.
Heck, yeah.
I've got the ring picked out and everything.
Bad flashbacks of your AC/DC mistake from last week.
Yeah.
That was a fun show, too. I like that.
I've been icing myself regularly. I think I'm back to normal now.
Nice. I think we turned the people on to Brian Johnson pretty good last week.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. So this week, we're going to find out what you want to turn us on to, because we're turning the show over. We're giving the power to the people where it belongs, and we've got a lot of great requests. I mean, we had a huge list. We had to break it down, but you're going to find this show to probably be one of our most diverse, because... Yeah. It was chosen by the people, not us.
Yeah, and this is the most yakking you're going to hear from us until the end of the show, because we just want to get in as many of these requests as we can, and just let the music do the talking, and you know, let you guys do the talking. You'll actually get to hear yourself on the show.
Heck yeah! And if this worked out good, you know, we'll definitely do it again sometime. But I think we should get to it. I mean, there's a lot of great music on deck, man.
Yeah, let's get to it. And I mentioned Wally Gator, our new writer. You know, let me go ahead and give quick props to him. The guy has been a machine for articles for the website, dbgeekshow.blogspot.com. The main feature he writes is called Hoser Heavy Metal. So Wally is one of our many, many Canadian fans. We have so many Canadian fans.
Canadians are awesome.
And,
that's why.
He's been turning a lot of us on to some good Canadian rock and metal. Not Nickelback, but other stuff. And
Can't let it go, can you?
I know. And he also wrote a couple of other great articles. You've got 3 guitars you should see before you die.
Yeah, that one's good. I like that.
And a new article called Death of the Album, which is a good it's a good little piece about, you know, how everyone is singles-oriented now. Nobody really wants to buy records now because of iTunes, and is that a good thing or a bad thing? And then also Andrew Jacobs also did a great interview with Bill Starkey, founder of the Kiss Army, that's up
right
on the site now. Bill Starkey agreed to come on the show in the future, so listen in for that.
You guys go ahead and check out Andrew's article, get yourself schooled up on him, and we'll do the same, and then we'll be glad to talk to Bill one day on the show. That will be a lot of fun.
But yeah, so welcome aboard, Wally, and we're going to go ahead and kick off the listener request show with your request. We'll see you in a few songs, folks.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Aaron. This is Wally calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Why don't you indulge me in a little Hoser heavy metal and play that Brighton Rock song, Bulletproof.
Wicked men and cancer, false seeds, monsters, self-destruct. Hey, this is Robert. I live in the Mormon Paradise in Utah. Love the podcast, man. You guys do great work. Tell you what I'd like to hear. Barroom Boogie from YNT off of the Black Tiger album. Great song.
I'd like to hear Secret Reich just like that.
Walls were built to protect. Have become a prison. Hey guys, it's Vic from the VVFF, or the Vinnie Vincent Fan Forum here. Guess what I'm going to ask for? Vinnie Vincent. My personal choice would probably be Shoot You Full of Love. Awesome vocals from Robert, awesome. And great guitar riff, and great soloing, great everything. So please play it. Thanks.
Back in rock. It's just like a-
Oh.
A hot knife!
Oh, yes! 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 Yes!
Listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Wow, and it only took 30 episodes to play some Vinnie Vincent on this show. Not for lack of trying.
No, but I mean, we've been trying to play new stuff by him. I haven't played old stuff because I've been trying to avoid a lawsuit, but I've got a good lawyer now.
Right, and we didn't play it. You know, Vic requested
Vic
so,
from the VVFF.
You know, so if anybody's got a problem with that being played, it was not. We didn't pick the songs today.
Vinny said.
Our hands are clean.
Send the deposition to Australia. Vic from the Vinny Vincent Fan Forum, go to vvforums.com to check that out. I'm a member there. You can read my post and read about all the lunacy that is Vinny. But that was Vinny back in the day when he could still kick some ass.
Great song.
Yeah, that's
really
that's
good song.
More evidence that the man should put out some more music.
For sure. I mean, that is a killer tune. I haven't heard that in a long time.
But yeah, so we wanted to plug that, and then we're going to go ahead and jump right back into some more songs now.
Hey guys, this is Steve from Myrtle Beach. I love the podcast, and it just seems to get better as you go. I want to put in a request, since I know you'll play it, Juice Newton. Now, I want to put in a request for the most underrated band, in my opinion, Black and Blue. There's a lot of good songs to choose from. I'd love to hear the title track off of Nasty Nasty.
I want to give you all a warning, tell you a little story. She's a woman with a passion for making history.
Baby, you better. Hey, it's Ashley. I'm in Ashland City, and I want to hear some Pathetic Liar by Grip Incorporated.
Hey, this is Dennis listening in from Australia. For your request show, I hope I'm not too late, I'd like to hear the Rose Tattoo track, One of the Boys, from 1978. Really enjoy your podcast. Keep up the good work.
Call me one of the boys. Got tattooed arms and Josh in Nashville, and my birthday this week, heading to the Van Halen show on Friday. So hoping that they'll go deep on this tour. How about playing something like Take Your Whiskey Home from the Women and Children first album? Always love the groove on that one. And that's it. Keep rocking. Thanks.
Well, my baby, she don't want me around. She said she's tired of watching me fall down. She wants a good life and all the best, but I like that bottle better than the rest. And she said, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Well, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. You're heading for a whole lot of trouble if you take your whiskey. With that liquor in the nighttime, leaves strange memories.
Hey guys, it's Michael Brandvold. I just thought I'd throw a request your way. I'd love to hear an old classic Kiss tune. How about Pulling Up Flaming You? That would be awesome. Thanks.
Set the world on fire.
for those that may not know, that song was requested by Michael Brandvold. And if you don't know who Michael Brandvold is, you probably have seen his work, because during the reunion era when Kiss Online first got launched, Mike was the webmaster. He worked hand in hand with Paul and Gene and did a lot of stuff for them. He's also seen on the VH1 Behind the Mask documentary that they did a few years ago. And I've gotten to know Mike for over the last couple of years on Facebook mainly. Also recently started up a podcast called Dropping the Needle with a good friend of the show, Mitch LaFon, who's on regularly.
That's cool. That's a good name, too. I like that.
Yeah, Dropping the Needle.
Pretty
cool.
Perfect.
Good podcast about heroin addiction. Hosted by Nikki Sixx. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
There goes the Motley Crue interview. But no, just having fun with you, Mike and Mitch. But he also put out a cool ebook called The Kiss School of Marketing. And you can find both of those at michaelbrandvold.com/blog. And we'll put a link on the show notes for this episode. So
yeah, nice pick, Mike.
Yeah, congrats to...
can't go wrong.
Yeah, Flamin' Youth's a good tune. Congrats to Mike and Mitch on the new podcast and the marketing book. So let's go ahead and dive back into more tunes, right?
Yeah, we've got a bunch more coming your way, so crank it up. It's the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Proving to the world that Nashville is about more than banjo picking and sister banging, this is the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Jake Zablisky. I'm calling from Carlisle, Illinois, and I'd like to request Jeff Beck, Ambitious. I know back in the day that was a huge video hit, but the song never really made it on the radio, so let's play it, man. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Just a fling. Phi Beta Kappa, first in his class. He's treated just like a king. And he said, I'm not sure what it is I must have, so I guess I'll just take everything. He's just ambitious. He's not a bad man. He's just ambitious. He's not a bad man, just ambitious. Here is a young girl born down and out, locked up in jail when she was 10. Yeah. Now in the courtroom, she's got a bit more clout. Sits on the judge side of the bench. It's just ambition. She's not a bad girl, just ambitious. Whoa, yeah, just ambitious. Who's up?
Hey guys, it's Mike from Rockaway, New Jersey. If you could you play King's X Fool You off of the Dogman album? Great song. Keep up the good work. You guys are great. Love listening. Thanks. Bye-bye.
As I wondered, walked along on a lazy path, I shook a hand. He seemed to know so much more. So I listened, tried my best just to understand.
Hey dudes, this is RJ Hogg from Classic Rock Bottom giving you a buzz. For a request, it's Winger from their album 4, and it's a song called Four Leaf Clover. It's a really cool song. I'd love to hear that.
Four Leaf Clover.
Hey guys, it's Mike Sames from the Tower of Sound podcast. Just calling in to make a request real quick. I'm calling in from Washington, D.C., or right outside of it, in a place called Northern Virginia, where there's no culture, no soul, just work. And, I wanted to request Tenacious D's Master Exploder off of their highly shit-on album, Pick of Destiny, in anticipation for their new album. It's called Rise of the Phoenix. I'm a huge Tenacious D fan, and I was really surprised to see how badly reviewed and received Pick of Destiny was, because I think they fucking rock on that album. Listen to Master Exploder and see if you don't agree with me. I do appreciate the request being facilitated, and hopefully we can do this again sometime. Thanks, guys. Have yourself a nice day. Mike Sane, Tower of Power Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Danny from The Great Affairs. I was wondering if you could possibly see it in your hearts to spin Wouldn't You Like to Know Me from Paul Stanley's 78 solo record.
I'm not.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of another Decibel Geek podcast. And you know what? Today has been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. You know, it's cool to turn the power over to the people like we said we'd do.
Yeah.
We told you we'd play your requests. If we said we were going to take them, we were going to play them. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't get yours played today, then I apologize. But there's only room for so much.
And
you know,
we will definitely do more in the future.
Yeah, we'll save them. We'll save them up. Or you might think of a different one. You guys got the phone number. You can call us anytime. Tell us anything you want to tell us.
Yeah, 540-DB-GEEK-1. You can always call us. And just leave us a voicemail, prank call us, tell us we suck. I don't care.
Yeah, that'd be great. The more the better.
That would be great. Call in and tell us we suck.
Why not? You know? Keeps a variety, just like today's show was.
Right. You know? So I think we shoehorned in a good bit of tunes here. Any last words?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, it's been great to have, you know, 14 different co-hosts with us today. We haven't had to do nothing. This has been like a vacation for us. We should do this more often.
Easiest show we've ever done by far.
Absolutely. Love it.
So, yeah, just be sure to go to the website, dbgeekshow.blogspot.com. Go to the Facebook. You know all the stuff.
Like us, like us, like us.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Remember to check us out at dbgeekshow.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/DecibelGeek and Twitter at DecibelGeekPod. Also available for free on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.